The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Americans are losing sleep over money, and healthcare costs are a big source of worry.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Nearly two-thirds of Americans say they are losing sleep because they're concerned about money. That's according to a new survey from creditcards.com. While this number is down a bit from 2009, it has risen over the past few years. Let's talk about this tossing and turning over money with creditcards.com senior industry analyst Matt Schultz. Matt, 65% of Americans in your survey say they're losing sleep because they're worried about their finances. What is the most common worry?
Well, the most common worry right now is healthcare costs. And that's news because in previous editions of this survey, retirement savings had always been folks' number one financial boogeyman, but now healthcare is what's keeping people awake at night.
Is this because of recent events, perhaps political, you know, tied with the healthcare law?
I think that probably has a fair amount to do with it. It's been just inescapable in the headlines and in the media for a long time. And that has to be playing on people's minds. And then there is also the fact that a lot of reports show that healthcare costs have been increasing, and things like it becoming more expensive for companies, for example, to provide healthcare for their employees.
Okay, so the most common worry expressed by 38% of Americans is health care or insurance bills. What else is on the list of money worries that are causing insomnia?
Yeah, just a little bit behind health care is retirement. About 37% of Americans are losing sleep over that. 34% are losing sleep over educational expenses. 26% over mortgage and rent payments. And 22% over credit card debt. And that last part is interesting because Americans' credit card debt recently topped $1 trillion and is probably going to hit record highs later this year. But even with all of that, credit card debt is apparently the least of people's major financial worries.
Matt, this survey was broken down by age demographics. What age group is most worried about health care costs?
Generation X is definitely most worried about health care costs and is losing the most sleep about all things in general. And it makes sense because, you know, speaking for myself as a Generation Xer, we're not necessarily just worried about our own health care costs, but about the cost of our parents' health care and our kids' health care. There's an awful lot going on.
Sure. What about retirement?
Yeah, retirement is another one where Gen Xers are the most worried, more worried than even baby boomers are. And again, it's an issue of that being something that's a little bit far on the horizon, but they also know that they've probably got a lot of work to do to save that money to feel better about their situation once they get to retirement.
So I suppose it's up to the millennials to be the most fearful about things like education.
Yeah, exactly. The millennials are the most fearful, are losing the most sleep over education, housing, and credit card debt, which, again, makes sense based on where they are in life, probably not too far removed from school, still getting their feet under them financially, so they're struggling with credit card debt, student loan debt, and the cost of housing in a lot of areas where millennials are most likely to live.
So, including all these issues that we've talked about, Gen Xers are really the most worried.
Yes. About 73% of Generation Xers said that they're losing sleep over financial issue, and that's just a little bit more than millennials, who are at 71%. And both of those are a little higher than the than the average overall, which is about 65%.
I'm speaking with Matt Schultz, who's the senior industry analyst at CreditCards.com, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Matt, are respondents who are worried about their finances taking any action to reduce those concerns?
Most of them are, and that's really great news. About 82% said that they were taking at least one step to improve their financial situation, and that's so important because taking some sort of action helps you feel empowered, and when you feel empowered, you feel more in control, and that's the kind of thing that can help you sleep more peacefully at night, even if it's not going to wipe away all of your financial issues.
And what measures are the best ones to take?
Yeah, the most common ones that people took were reducing expenses and selling something of value. But one really great one is simply making a budget, because it's so hard to tackle your debts if you don't know exactly how much money is coming in and going out of your household on a given month. If you don't know that, then you can't come up with a realistic plan of attack against that debt.
Matt Schultz, who's the senior industry analyst at CreditCards.com, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.